All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
Here we are.
Yep.
Three in a row.
Episode 235, Knock on Wood.
That's right. I like the progression of Knock on Wood. It really was a behind the scenes thing for me and you.
You know, I called someone today, one of our, one of the people that we do business with, let's say. I don't want to be specific about who it was.
All right.
And in talking to them about coming back, I said that our Act of God hiatus was
right.
Over. And that we were now back on a regular schedule. And, you know, I felt good about the whole Act of God hiatus.
Sure, absolutely. I think it's allowed for some things.
And you said somebody said that we came with guns a-blazing.
Yeah, came back with guns blazing because, you know, three in a row. But really, this was our, I mean, this is our schedule. We always did a weekly episode.
I know, but I say that I maintain that we have stumbled back into this because
I think they meant regularity. Okay. Not with
like when you eat a bran muffin.
Right Yes,
gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. We're producing
this shit on a regular basis.
On a regular basis.
Yes,
exactly.
I get it.
Thank you. So yes, so for those of you who don't know, I'm trying to remember some of the things we used to do before we hit the news stinger on Mike last
well,
week.
Well, I'll tell you
so
a whole bunch of things.
We can introduce ourselves.
I'll tell you a whole bunch of things we need to do. We need to get that GVM line out there.
That's right. 425-920-6050.
And that, of course, is the line. You can call that line, leave us a voicemail message.
That's right.
And you may hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
That is correct.
Your questions, your comments. One of the things that we've opened up to the fans, and we got one through the message boards that we're going to talk about later on, but what we'd like to know is we were gone for like 7 months,
right?
And a whole ton of shit happened in that 7 months, and we'd like to know what you wish we had been on the air to discuss.
That's right.
So if there was something happening in the 7 months, you were like, wow, I would love to hear what Big Kev and OG had to say about that event, or have to say about that event or whatever, that thing, that product, that movie, whatever. Call the GVM line and tell us you'd like to hear that. And yeah.
We'll play or call. We'll answer your question.
And you can just ask a general question too. And that's not all. That's not all you can do.
Of course not.
You can also you can check us out on Facebook.
That's right. Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff.
You can check us out on Twitter.
@BKGeekStuff and @GeekStuffOG.
Uh-huh. That's two Twitters.
That's right.
How many shows have two Twitters?
Well, you know.
Just saying. And also, we want to promote the Tell a Friend movement.
That's right.
OG, a little something about that?
This year, one of our goals this year, now that we are back, is we really want to... I guess increase our scope, perhaps, right?
Yeah,
the people that we reach.
Right. We want to let other people know that we're out there. So if you have friends, there's many categories here.
Sure.
If you have friends who have ever listened to the show, but then we were off the air, you need to tell them we're back on.
Right. In case they don't know, let them know.
Right. That's like category one.
Right.
Category two, if you have a friend who likes the stuff that we talk about and they're not listening to the show, you got to get them to listen to the show.
This sounds like a Jeff Foxworthy routine.
That's category two.
I'll put that in there.
You might be a Geek Stuff listener.
Sorry.
Category three. Category three is the open-ended category, which is just get someone to listen to the show.
Sure.
And it could be a stranger on the street.
That's right.
You can go up to a stranger on the street or at a con or something and be like, listen, I need to talk to you. You should be listening to this show. Here's where it is, and so on and so forth. Now, here's how we're going to work this, OG.
Uh-oh. We're working this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If you have category one, again, if you have a person that used to listen to the show, but then we were off the air and doesn't know we're back on the air, you need to get them to listen to the show, and then they need to write us a letter, geekstuffog.
@gmail.com.
Correct. And they need to tell us, hey, my name is so-and-so. My friend so-and-so said that you guys were back on the air. I used to listen, and then you guys were gone, but now I'm back on the air. And that will qualify the both of you for a special, special prize in Category 1.
Okay.
Category 2.
All right.
If you have a person who you know who likes the same stuff that we talk about, and likes the same stuff that you talk about, but has never listened to the show.
Right.
And you get that person to listen to the show, and you get that person to write us an email. Hey, my name is so-and-so. I like this, this, and this. My friend so-and-so said, you guys talk about this stuff. I checked out the show. I really like it. I'm going to listen to it. You and that person will qualify in category two for a special prize package.
Okay.
Category three. If you find a stranger on the street or at a con or at a comic book show or anywhere, toy show, anywhere.
Right.
And you say to that, you could be on the subway with somebody or you could be in a hayfield and some dude's there and you'd be like, dude, listen to this. And then that dude writes us in and says, hey, I just met this really strange cat in the hayfield. He said I should check out your show. I checked it out and I really think it's a cool show. You, the guy in the hayfield, and the guy you turned on to the show.
Strange cat.
Right. Will qualify for the prize package in category three.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that we had this crazy prize.
This is
hierarchy going on.
And these are going to be big prizes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Big prizes.
All right.
And we're going to extend this one for 3 months.
Wow. All right.
3 months.
So let's see.
This is what? January.
So how about we say
February, March, April?
How about we say the last Wednesday in April?
Last Wednesday in April.
Whatever that may be, because I'm on a calendar. Oh, well, I do, but I can't access it right
now.
Well,
we're going to be picking the winners in each category the last Wednesday in April.
That's right. Hold on. I'm going to get that date real quick.
Prizes that may be available include products from Sideshow Toys. Now, I defy you to go on Sideshow Toys and find a product that isn't worth winning or that is like, you know, this is when we say prizes here, we do not mean the mouse pad that Entertainment Earth sends you when you order something.
No, that went to the guy last week.
We do not mean the 2012 Sideshow Toy calendar.
It's a fancy calendar.
We do not send
fancy people.
We do not send that one.
All right.
We will not send the free mug that you sometimes get. We will not send
that
you
blue.
Yeah, that blue one. We will not send you the geek, the Think Geek monkey in any form whatsoever.
Oh, what's wrong with Timmy? Timmy is a lovely monkey.
There's nothing wrong with Timmy. I'm just saying these are real prizes, and I want these people to understand that, you know, we're investing quite heavily into getting the word out about this show. If you're a fan of this show, you should be helping to promote it. That's just my opinion.
April 25th.
That's it.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. OG will post the rules for this contest on the website.
Oh, good. I have to remember them now.
Well, you can wind it back and listen to the episode.
I could listen to it.
Yeah.
Right. That's how this works.
Then you
can,
like, take notes.
Notes. Ooh. Can I get a stenographer?
You can write it up. It's not in the budget.
Damn.
We're still trying to get... Hey, listen. And while we're at it, what are we... What are we in, 9 minutes now?
Yeah.
While we're at it,
to the show.
While we're at it, you know, if you're in the northern New Jersey area.
Right.
And you think you'd like to be a part of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, we got a chair for you, my friend.
That's right.
And many people have left that chair and gone on and done bigger and better things.
That's right.
Some of them have fallen off the face of the earth.
Some of them have.
Some of them monitor. just up and took all our stuff.
That's right.
So
Monitor's a prick.
So you could be part of that.
I think Monitor was in cahoots with Irene, though. So
that's true.
That's what happened with that.
Monitor ran off with Irene.
Yes, exactly.
No, Monitor was gone before Irene.
Well, you know.
In any event, contact OG, Geek Stuff OG. And if you'd like, we'd love to have you down.
Sure.
You can have a sit in, see how you feel.
Sure.
We'll talk about, you know, if you're interested, we'll get you on staff. We have tons of staff here, so there's no reason why we can't. And we'd love to have a third mic again.
Most of them are legal. So.
Just Mike, I'm talking to you, buddy.
Right.
I'm just saying.
All right. I think that we should move forward.
I like Just Mike.
I like Just Mike, too. But, you know, right. Look, it's in the ball is in his court.
I understand.
He wants to come back. He's welcome to come back.
I understand.
All right.
All right.
Geek Stuff. What's in the news?
Okay. Follow up to a topic we discussed last week.
OG, what did we talk about on this?
Every week, I've noticed that you move the wrap up sooner. Before you know it, it's going to be like, and this is BKev's Geek Stuff, episode 236. This week, we discussed.
We would have discussed.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Wow, that would be an awesome episode. Hey, in this episode, we would have talked about.
Right, exactly. All right. Toy Hunters.
Yes, Toy Hunters. Bravo, Jordan. Great show. I thought it was awesome.
I enjoyed Toy Hunters thoroughly.
Yeah.
A lot of people enjoyed Toy Hunters as well.
Right.
A lot of people had some criticism.
What was the criticism? Toy Hunters.
All right. We'll go through them because there is a litany of them.
Okay.
A lot of people felt that it was a little bit staged and or hokey. And to that I say, it's produced for television.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you expect.
What I say is, check out any other show of its type.
Exactly. Check out Pickers.
Check
out Oddities.
Check out Storage Wars.
Right.
Check out Pawn Stars. Check out... They're all set up that way.
Right. They're produced for television.
Yeah. Anybody that shows up at somebody's place, you know, it's not random. They're not like, you know, like on Pickers, maybe the best example of this when they're freestyling.
Right.
And they're driving down the road and they're like, hey, that's a good barn. Let's go check out that guy.
It doesn't work that way.
And they show up there and it's like, and for some reason, the camera shot is behind the guy
right,
as
exactly.
They open the door to meet them. I mean, come on, use your common sense. Of course, there is a little staging and a little, you know, pre-stuff that goes on for these shows, and Toy Hunters would be no different.
That's right. All right. The next criticism would be that he had, Jordan, the host,
right.
Had no concept of what the product was actually worth, meaning people felt that he was offering way too low or that he was ripping people off. And to that, I say, no. Let me tell you why. And I can back it up. First of all, no one's under pressure to sell.
Correct.
So if you don't want to sell or you legitimately feel his prices are incorrect,
you don't sell.
You don't sell. That's first.
Yep.
Second of all, he was honest with every single person. Let's go to rocket firing Boba Fett, because that was the biggest one.
Right.
I think he offered the guy 5,000, saying that he could sell it for 10.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The guy didn't have to take it. And as a matter of fact, the guy said no. And so what happened was, instead, Jordan said, okay, fine. You know what? I'll be your broker.
Right.
I'll take 20% of what the sale is. So if it sells for 20, you get, and he ended up selling it for $17,000.
Right.
So
did you not know what the math was on?
Yeah, I'm not thinking about the math right now. I'm not got a calculator. My brain is mushy.
It's on the sale. He would have made $3,400.
Right. So there you go. So anyway, so the point is that he didn't have to, or no one has to take the sale if he doesn't want to. And he was honest. Look, the second thing going into that is anybody who's a collector who buys or sells product, if you're trying to flip something, you buy it for less than what you're going to flip it for.
That's it.
You don't buy it for 10 to sell it for 10. It makes no sense to do it.
You always angle lower. Anyone has ever gone to a toy show and pointed at something says that clearly is marked $10 and hasn't says, is $10 your best price? Can you do any better? Or any of those lines that you're trying to haggle is an idiot. So therefore, the reverse is true. If you are a guy who's out buying stuff with the intent to sell, you want to make money.
Of course, that's the point.
You're lowballing. Guess what? Every single show that we mentioned earlier, Pickers, Pawn Stars, so on, they all do the same thing. Buy low, sell high is the American way.
The other criticism in regards to that was, at one point, he goes to the Tomarts warehouse. I don't remember that. He was looking at the Tron light cycles and all that stuff. So he goes to the Tomart warehouse. Tomart.
Oh, it was Tomart?
It was Tomart.
Oh.
And the guy says he's not interested. He doesn't want to sell. But eventually, reluctantly, he sells. People are like, oh, he pressured him into selling. He didn't want to sell.
No.
The guy knew that the show was coming to the warehouse.
Yeah.
He knew that the premise of the show was this guy is going to try to buy something.
Yeah.
So if he honestly didn't want this guy in the warehouse, he could have said, and as a matter of fact, the stuff he didn't want to sell, he didn't sell. And the stuff he wanted to sell, he sold. So
You know what the best part about that sort of criticism is? That they were pressured to sell. How are you pressured to sell?
Exactly.
Did Jordan whip a gun out and say, you got to sell me this or I'm going to blow your effing head off?
Right.
No, he didn't. There's no such thing as pressure to sell. It's ridiculous.
And then the people who say that he didn't know the value of toys. You know, there was one, I don't know if you remember the Arctic Batman that he bought from Batman Beyond, I think it was, right? And it had the green card on the back because it was a product sample. And so that added value to it. And people were like, oh, it's got the green card in the back. It's worth $100 easy. Maybe Arctic Batman with the green card in the back as a product sample. So, you know, you're getting something that's a little bit harder to find.
Right.
Maybe it was worth $100 5-10 years ago. Although I never think that figure is worth $100.
Exactly.
The figure is worth $20, and maybe the green back makes it an extra $20, so $40, which I think is what he ended up getting it for, flipping it for.
Yeah.
But this guy professionally sells this stuff for a living. He's not going to lowball himself. Not to mention that if you don't think that the value of toys in recent history has come down, then you haven't bought toys or tried to sell toys. I can't tell you how many things in my collection that I've sold recently that I was like, fuck, I wish I would have sold this 5 years ago.
Exactly.
Because you take a bath on it now.
Yep.
The economy is down, so the value of the product is down. That's how it works.
Exactly. And anyone that thinks that he's lowballing people and you're totally missing the point. The point is exactly for him to lowball people, because if something's worth $40, he can't pay $40 for it and then sell it for $40.
Makes no sense.
That's not a business.
Right. So everybody knows what they're getting into. No one is pressured to sell. He made his target goal at Toy Fair. He made his 20,000 or 20,000 plus, whatever he wanted to make at New York Comic Con. That was his goal, to break 20,000, and he did it. So the guy clearly runs a lucrative business, and he knows what he's doing.
Look,
and again, he was honest with everybody.
Look,
he didn't go in there and be like, oh, I'm buying this for my personal collection, and then try to fucking flip it.
Yeah. Which a lot of people do.
Of course they do.
And listen, let's just say this. We've known Jordan for years and years and years. The guy is as straight as an arrow.
And someone actually kind of said something about that. Because I was going back and forth with some people on Twitter. When we say we know Jordan, it's not like we go out to dinner with Jordan.
Right.
It means I've bought from Jordan.
I've been
in his booth, yeah, and I've purchased stuff from
him. I've bought from Jordan. Right.
Right?
I bought from Jordan. I have seen Jordan do purchases. I have spent enough time with him where I feel comfortable saying that I not only know Jordan, I trust Jordan, and I don't think
right.
any of these nonsense things, particularly about his character, that he's lowballing or pressuring,
right.
none of these things are true. It's just simply that whoever is saying them does not understand the genre of TV in which this show falls. And I request, humbly, that they go watch American Pickers, that they go watch Pawn Stars, that they go watch these shows, all of which are staged. What was that other one? American Restoration. Go watch that yeah. show, because that is, I think, the worst stage show there is. But you know what? It's really awesome to watch them, you know, take these old products from
right.
from God knows when and revitalize them and all that. That's great. But you know what? At the same time, they cost a fortune to do. And it always seems like they're pressured, and it always seems like it's too much money, and it always seems hokey and staged. Because they are.
Right. I have one more thing that I want to talk about before we move on, because I don't want to spend too much more time on this.
No, it's only been like an hour.
Rocket firing Boba Fett.
Yeah.
There's one on eBay right now.
I found one in my closet.
Oh, did you really?
No.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. J Hook or L Hook?
J Hook.
There's one on eBay right now. And there's a lot of people who think it's the same one from the show.
Right.
Now, if it is or it isn't, I don't really give a shit. I don't think that matters. It's not being sold on eBay under the Hollywood Heroes eBay account.
That
I believe it's
Jordan.
Like a rent. Right. So it could be the guy
Didn't
that bought
Jordan
it.
Sell it?
He did sell it.
Okay.
There are some people that are saying that, oh, the buyer was staged. It was some young kid with tattoos and a tap-out shirt. So are you your criteria of a collector based on what they... Have we reached that level in the geek community?
Do you need a suit and a tie and a suitcase and a briefcase in order to spend?
Some of the guys I've seen with the most impressive collections are the squirreliest
yeah.
looking, you know, are guys that maybe the only thing they spend money on
right.
is their collection.
I was at New York Comic Con, okay? I was buying something from one of the booths at New York Comic Con. Dude came and bought something next to me. This is an absolute true story. Bought a $5,000 item. I don't remember exactly what it was. Some sort of something. I don't remember what it was.
Right.
And the dude whipped out, I'm not even lying, the dude whipped out $20,000 in cash. And I wouldn't trust this guy to park my car.
Right.
And he whipped $20,000 of cash out of $20,000 of cash, if no one's hearing that, right. out of his pocket. Don't judge a book by its cover because he had tattoos and wears yeah. a tap-out shirt.
That's one of the most aggravating things. That was one of the most aggravating comments I read. I mean, you, collectors
new
come in every
stage,
yeah, every
oh my
shape
God.
And size. So
haters.
Anyway.
Probably somebody who thinks that Jordan ripped them off because they don't understand anything. And so now this is their revenge. So dumb.
Let's move on.
You sure? Because I could just keep talking about
DC.
It. Yeah. DC right. making a pair of lovely moves this week.
So they relaunched with the new 52.
Uh-huh.
Which
or
we know.
So.
And now come April of this year, they have announced
uh-huh.
the first round of books that are going to be canceled.
Cut!
And what their replacements are.
Yes, and more. It's not only replacing 252, it's actually going past the number 52. Right?
I don't think with this initial wave, but I think at some point.
Oh, okay.
The ones that they're canceling.
I thought I had heard that.
Let's count.
Okay.
They're canceling Men of War, which I actually liked, by the way. OMAC, which I didn't like. Static Shock, which I didn't like. Hawk and Dove, meh. Mr. Terrific, meh. And Blackhawks, meh. So that's what?
That's
1, 2, 6. 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay.
So now that brings us to...
40, Mizbah.
40, wait.
46.
46.
Okay. The new books that are coming.
Okay.
Batman Incorporated.
Good.
Earth 2.
Uh-huh.
World's Finest.
Uh-huh.
Dial H.
Uh-huh.
G.I. Combat
uh-huh.
and the Ravagers. So I think we break even.
Okay,
with
that does break even.
Yeah. Because
I thought I had heard at one point that they were going to 58. So I'm probably wrong about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's actually good news because Batman Incorporated was a really good book before the flip.
Right.
And what was the other ones?
Earth 2.
Earth 2 is an interesting concept.
And we'll see how it
how it pans out. And what's interesting about that is there are two characters in current DC continuity that are very much trying to get back to Earth 2.
Which is going to be the world's finest book. Are you talking about
Huntress, the Huntress and Power Girl? Yeah.
Right. World's finest is them. That's right. The tie into Earth 2.
So that's, that's how that's going to go.
Dial H, which is a brand new book. It will feature a bold new take on the concept of an ordinary man who gains superpowers and becomes a hero.
Yeah.
So brandy spanky, freshy new.
Right. So that don't go anywhere.
GI Combat.
Right. Which is another, army military type book?
Yeah. But the concept of it sounds kind of interesting. We'll feature the return of the classic Soldiers versus Dinosaurs story.
Right.
The War That Time Forgot, written by J.T. Krull.
Right.
Along with rotating backup stories of the unknown soldiers, etc.
Right.
I don't know. That doesn't sound terrible to me. It sounds interesting.
Meh.
And then the final one is The Ravagers, which is a spinoff from both Teen Titans and Superboy.
And Superboy, yeah.
It tells the story of four teens with powers on the run from a group that wants to turn them into supervillains.
Now, what does that sound like?
Runaways?
Exactly.
So anyway, so it's there's
DC's
that.
Runaways, and it's called Ravagers, Runaways, Runaways, Ravagers. They even have the same amount of syllables.
GI Combat,
no,
Dial H, and Batman Incorporated.
Batman
those
Inc.
ones that sounds interesting to me.
I think Batman Inc. for me, and that's it. What I'm upset about is that I didn't lose any books.
Right, that you were
from the from the cut. So,
all right,
I will be increasing my number by one.
Also related to DC, since you mentioned there were two things,
mm-hmm.
the new logo, the DC Comics, DC Entertainment, the D peeling off the C logo.
Yeah, I just...
It hasn't been well received, let's just say that.
You know why? Because I really like the DC logo that they have now.
The swoosh?
Yeah, the swoosh.
Can I be honest with you? I like the All-Star logo. The circle with the stars, the DC in the middle.
The old school
what
one?
Is that? That's two back,
that's
I
at
think.
Least two back, yeah.
It's two back,
that
I
was
think.
Fine, too. I like the swoosh, though. I hope, I'm really hoping that they're not going to go with this because I think it looks ridiculous.
DC and Warner Brothers, they're taking on this whole new, they're not just comics. It's an entertainment company, and it's this big kind of expansion on the whole company. So I guess they figured a brandy spanky new logo to go along with that. But, you know, meh.
Okay.
All right.
This is what worries me is these maneuvers that kind of mirror things that Marvel has done. What I don't want to see happen is DC become Marvel. Kind of what I'm really afraid of every time one of these little maneuvers occurs.
A maneuver.
Yes, maneuver.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Real quick. Star Wars Underworld. We've got an update.
Oh.
Again, from Mick McCallum,
uh-huh.
we have a little bit of a description of what it is. It takes place between episodes 3 and 4, which we knew. Underworld is much darker than the movies. It's a much more adult series.
Uh-huh.
I think thematically, in terms of characters and what they will go through, it will be, if we can ever get it together and George really wants to pursue it. I'm reading the quote.
Right.
It'll be the most awesome part of the whole franchise. Personally, it's Empire Strikes Back on steroids.
And that's it.
Basically, it's like The Godfather. It's the Empire slowly building up its power base around the galaxy. What happens on Coruscant, with its which is the major capital, and its group of underground bosses who live there and control drugs, prostitution, etc. Blah, blah, blah. And then it goes on to talk about how expensive it is and how the likelihood of it being made is still so far off.
Right.
Etc., etc.
Let's talk about George Lucas for a minute.
Okay.
I read an interview with him where he's doing a lot of press right now for Red Tails.
Right.
You know, this movie he's always wanted to make and so on and so forth. And he is...
Is that the Tuskegee?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tuskegee Airmen
yeah.
thing, whatever
it is.
Not
on DVD this week, by the way.
Tuskegee Airmen?
Red Tails, I think, is actually... Is it? Oh, maybe it's...
In the theater.
So yeah, I'm sorry. Right.
DVD? What's wrong with
not
you?
My bad.
Point is that amongst the things he discussed in the interview was his complete... An utter kind of, I don't think rebuttal is the right word, just sort of his
Oh, you talking about the
answer.
Nuke in the fridge?
The what?
Oh, maybe he's talking about something.
No. It's the same article, though.
Okay.
It's his complete, I don't know, his kind of answer to the fans about changing the movies.
Right.
And his answer was, they're my movies. I'll do what I want with them. And the more that people yell and scream and cry and tell him he doesn't know what he's doing and stuff, all that does is make him never want to make another one. That's what he said. He says, why would I ever make another one? When people just tell me I don't know what I'm doing and
of course,
and all these things, why would I make another one? So while we decry the minor little changes in these movies, and I grant you, the one that really bothers me is Han is the Greedo.
Of course.
The Greedo shoots first. That one really bothers the crap out of me. That said, all the rest of them, who gives a crap if the Ewoks blink?
Yeah, I mean,
who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Who cares if they replace the terrible Yoda puppet in episode one with the CG Yoda? Who cares?
Right, that's really not a bad call.
Who cares? That's a brilliant call. I wonder if they're going to replace puppet Yoda from the first three. Who cares?
Right.
It doesn't affect the story at all. It's window dressing. The only one, like I said, Greedo shooting first is the only one that I felt was a complete mistake on that situation.
Because it changed the character. Right.
But that said, look what all your bitching and moaning over little things has done. Look, you're never going to get another Star Wars movie.
Right.
You're never going to get one. You happy? You have your six and that's it. And all of us who really would like to see more Star Wars movies, we have Clone Wars. Thank God we still have Clone Wars.
Right.
And maybe we'll get...
Underworld.
We'll see if that happens. But the point is now you get you get books, you get comics, any new material you're going to get is going to be approved by Lucas, maybe, and that's going to be it. We're never going to get another motion picture. And because of your bitching and moaning over stupid window dressing. Oh, Ewoks blink. Oh, Vader said no at the end, just like he said at the end of episode 3, and they mirrored it when, you know, there's a complete logical reason for doing that, and who gives a crap? Does that mean the whole movie sucked because he said no? No, the movie sucked because of Ewoks, as we all know. But the point is, and now it sucks more because they blink. The whole point of it is, These fucking people that feel like that they have, like, these are their movies. These are my movies. They're not. They're George Lucas's movies. And guess what? If he wants to insert Jar Jar Binks in the fucking original trilogy and make it work, they're his films, and he can do that. So stop bitching and moaning. All you've done is push the man past the point where he doesn't want to do anything else.
I know.
Stupid asses.
All right.
Changed the movie. You changed it. And now it's not as good. Shut the fuck up.
Is that where you stand? We're bringing that back.
We are bringing that back, but we're not prepared to do that at this time. That would have been a great one, though.
All right. Can we move on?
Wow. Do we still have production for that somewhere,
right? I'm sure it exists somewhere.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
The CW is in final negotiations to bring Green Arrow to the small screen as an hour-long superhero drama.
Yeah. You hope.
Yes.
OG.
And
OG,
it will not
big,
be.
Big fan of Green Arrow.
It will not be the same Green Arrow from Smallville.
Oh, thank God.
It will be someone. Yeah, exactly. It will not be Justin Hartley.
Will he be an adult? You know, an adult Green Arrow? Or will he be a swarthy teen like Superboy or the Clark Kent of Smallville?
It's the product is still in development. So, you know, it's one of
you
those
know what
things.
That means, right? Well, they're afraid to release any details.
Of course. However, if they did it, perfect. I'd love it. I mean, I think the character could work if treated properly.
Poor,
I think
deluded
the problem
fool.
Is that I think Green Arrow kind of. I think people kind of think he's a joke of a character, but those are the people who
really?
Never read like
no.
Longbow Hunters
no.
and that kind of stuff.
I don't think people think Green Arrow's a joke. Not when Aquaman is around.
Well, no. Okay. But
I don't think Green Arrow's a joke. I think he's cool.
I think that people get caught up in the trick arrows.
But I have too. You're talking about the trick arrows from like the 50s?
Right, yeah, but he still uses like some of them, that stuff. But
does he use the boxing glove arrow?
No, I don't think he uses the boxing
does
glove.
Does he use the handcuffs
arrow? What's wrong
arrow?
With the boxing glove arrow?
Nothing!
That's a fantastic arrow.
That's not the point. The point is that, you know, if they're hung up because he has tricky arrows and stuff, right, read Longbow Hunters. I don't think he used a trick arrow in there, did he?
But even if he did, I mean, you're kind of shitting on...
Look... Here's the thing. This is the thing I want to bring to your attention, sir.
Bring it.
Number one, you're a Green Arrow fan, so you are way too jaded to have an opinion on this. And the other thing,
he's so cute.
The other thing I want to bring up to you, sir, is two words: Green Lantern.
Yes.
Okay.
I know.
So you could have that to look forward to.
Well,
because I'll bring up another two words.
The producers behind the Green Lantern are possibly tied to the Green Arrow.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's a
problem. And let me bring up another. Let me bring up another word and pair it with green. Green Hornet.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So that franchise has been completely burned to the ground. There'll never be another Green Hornet anything in our lifetimes, which is too damn bad. Because if they hadn't ruined it with Seth Rogen, right, and they hadn't made a joke and a comedy out of the thing, that would have been huge. That movie would have been huge.
I think the concept of Green Arrow could work. You would have to make changes. He couldn't run around looking like Robin Hood.
Hey, certainly.
It would have to be the hood and not the hat. But
he wears a green hoodie.
Right. Yeah, you could make it
like
work.
The kid from CW. We're just going right back to Smallville.
You know what though? In all complete honesty, I didn't hate I could see the figure up on my shelf.
Yeah, I see him.
I didn't hate that character design. However, look three figures over at the Bright as Day Green Arrow.
Right.
Where he's just in the kind of
green
vest with the hood over his face and the mask. I mean,
we'll see.
You're talking about a superhero, so there's gonna be a certain element to the costume, but can it work?
Can it?
Absolutely.
Can it work?
All right. You ready to move on?
Yes, sir.
I've cut some stuff because, you know, I wanted to. But I have two things left.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you a choice. Deadpool, which we can cut if you want, or Beware the Batman.
Give me
the new Batman cartoon.
If the choice is between those two, I'll take Batman cartoon for 1,000, Alex.
All right. So back in October, back during episode 200.
What is the new Batman cartoon?
Beware the Batman.
I'm sorry. I thought that was the question. I'm trying to answer. You see, I said for just, 1,000, Alex, I was answering with
question. I'm there. The new Batman cartoon that's going to premiere in 2013. What's the actor's name? Kurtwood Smith. Kurtwood Smith is.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
Please tell me he's not doing Batman's voice.
He's not. He's doing Lieutenant Gordon.
Okay. Okay.
So that kind of gives you.
Yeah. Kurtwood Smith, the dad on That 70s Show.
That's correct.
Also, for those of you that remember, what was the movie with
Dead
Robin
Poets
Wayne?
Society?
Dead Poets Society. Yes. Oh, Neil. Oh, my son. My son. The prick father whose son killed himself.
So anyway. He's playing Lieutenant Gordon,
okay,
which kind of gives you a
I don't hate that
a feel for the time frame.
But no Batman yet.
No, not that I've heard. No,
Kevin Conroy.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, no, it should be Kevin Conroy.
I wish.
He's not doing anything.
I'm just gonna give you a quick description of the show, and then we'll talk about a little bit what Kurtwood Smith had to say.
I'll tell you one thing for sure.
What?
No Mark Hamill Joker.
No, which is a travesty.
Which is a shame.
And I don't think Arlene Sorkin as Harley either. The
new
show will
generation.
Center on Batman, his samurai warrior sidekick Katana.
What?
And his gun-toting butler Alfred, which I guess is kind of like an Earth 2 sort of Alfred. I don't know, because I'm not familiar with Earth 2 Alfred.
I'm not familiar enough to comment. What I am familiar enough to comment with
Katana.
Is, what the fuck?
I mean, I know the character Katana from the DC universe. I know that she was kind of tied into Batman, but in all honesty, I don't know anything else about her. And because Wikipedia is blacked out today due to the SOPA protests.
SOPA.
His gun-toting butler, Alfred, solving crimes together, although it isn't known who's voicing any of these roles yet.
Man, went from happy to sad.
The show would expose lesser-known villains such as Professor Pig and the Circus of the Strange.
That's the villains they chose?
That's it, yeah.
Professor Pig.
So,
oh,
Kurtwood Smith has to say, they've recorded two episodes just before Christmas. It's early in the Batman story. Commissioner Gordon isn't even commissioner yet. As we know, he's playing Lieutenant Gordon. He doesn't trust Batman, even though the two of them kind of have to work together. So it's kind of forging that relationship between the two
Year
characters.
Two.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fun show. It's not campy, blah, blah, blah.
Well, because what they're trying to get away from, and it's It is fortunate and unfortunate, because what you have on the two ends of the spectrum, sir, if I may, you have the Batman animated series from the 90s, absolutely spot on, dead serious, like terrific, terrific stuff, right? On the one hand, you kind of want that because it's Batman. On the other hand, you can also enjoy something like Batman Brave and the Bold, which is completely campy, completely funny, and still entertaining for kids of all ages, including yours and my age. So I think that's a good thing. I think it could possibly. I don't agree with the Katana decision, and the gun-toting butler Alfred thing is kind of driving me like, whoa. So
I don't. The other thing I wanted to talk about real quick was that the one piece of art, I guess, imagery. We have from the show, imagery from the show.
Teaser imagery.
I'm not really feeling the style of Batman.
What we can see in that image, OG, is that Katana looks very much like Robin.
Yeah, she's a Robin-esque character.
Actually, no, not Robin. She kind of looks like Robin's face in Nightwing. She looks like some awful combination. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Alfred looks way too damn young.
That's John Woo Alfred.
I know. That's like crazy young Alfred. Like, Alfred that age should be before Batman's born, don't you think?
I think we're going to have to see it in the context of the show, but I am a little meh.
And Professor Pig.
Yeah.
Who's the frog?
I have no freaking
idea. I have no idea.
It's part of the Circus of the Strange.
Maybe it is. I don't know who the girl is either there. So, well, that's very strange. Of course, if you're listening to us on your iPad, iPod, iTunes,
QuickTime. I'm actually working on getting an embeddable player for the website also.
Oh, yeah?
That will have the images as well.
Oh, great.
We're working on that.
Okay, terrific.
So by next year,
right,
it'll be...
Well, if you're listening on any of those devices that I've just mentioned, what you will find is that the images that we're talking about will pop up right on those devices, and you can check them out in more detail. You can also go to the website,
BigKevsGeekStuff.com,
and you can check out the image gallery for episode 235, where you'll find these images. Yeah,
that's right.
It's very exciting Batman news.
And with that, I think we should take our first break.
Yes, we will.
With Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 235, Knock on Wood.
What's up, everybody? It's Jay from the Masters of None podcast on Simply Syndicated and, of course, at mastersofnone.com. We've had some fine shows lately. Tell them what we've had, Art.
We've had some great celebrity interviews booked by yours truly with Danny Trejo and Jim Brewer.
Yes, of course. And we've also had the Poser's Guide to Canada, as well as the wonderful Nerd Off Back to the Future versus Star Wars that someone happened to win. That would be myself.
And, of course, lots of ego stroking and insults galore. We're the comedy podcast that doesn't suck. Check us out. We're the Masters of None.
Hey, this is Adam West from Batman and Family Guy and a few other things.
Who is it this time? Commissioner, Joker, Egghead, Riddler, King Tut?
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 235, Knock on Wood.
OG, you thought I was going to do the thing where
I
said...
I did. Yeah, I thought...
No. I knew you were looking
just
for
Mike,
it.
So wherever we are.
Geek Stuff, comics, books, and graphic novels.
Comics.
Right.
This week to check out... Of course, we would be remiss if we did not tell you that Batman number 5 is out. And both Batman and Detective, I think, have been really good. This one is the Scott Snyder variety,
right?
With the artwork of Greg Capullo, and
I'm really enjoying. That's the Court of Owls storyline, right?
Yes,
I am really enjoying that.
The Court of Owls.
I think it's been really well written.
I agree.
I dropped most of the books that I was reading, because I could no longer financially purchase all of the books that
really?
I wanted to read.
Oh, because so, I thought they're all free online. Isn't that the way you get them, OG?
That's not how I roll.
Criminal.
Sir, that's not me.
Criminal.
But I have maintained Batman. It's one of the few that I'm still reading. And I really do. I think he's doing a great job. I really enjoy it.
Absolutely. And let's go. Also, from Marvel.
Yeah.
Because we like to mention that there are still a couple of them worth reading.
Sure.
This is Daredevil, The Man Without Fear, number 8. So someone explain to me.
Wait, is this Black Panther?
No.
Oh, this is okay.
Again, this goes back to that whole why they renumber the book only to.
Wait, but I thought The Man Without Fear was the tagline on the book with the regular numbering.
Man Without Fear, right on the cover. Yet in the, you know, okay. in the numbers, it just says Daredevil.
Yeah, I'm confused.
So it's just, anyway.
But it's a good read.
You're
enjoying it. You're getting pleasure. You're reading it on the bowl.
Well, Mark Waid is writing it.
Okay, so we like Mark Waid.
Yeah, and the artist is Kano.
I don't know who that is.
Kano, K-A-N-O. It's like Cher. You know, he's got one name.
Yeah, I know Kano, but I don't know Kano. I don't know that Kano.
And of course,
I know other Kanos.
Spider-Man, who appears in every book in the Marvel Universe next to Wolverine.
Nerd show.
Is,
Mortal Kombat.
Is, exactly. is also in this book.
Right.
As is Black Cat. There's something going on. Black Cat and Devil.
All right, and those are still coming out?
Oh, yes, sir.
I thought they were all gone.
I was
hoping that the one thing that happened while we were away for 7 months was that Green Hornet books would be done.
No, Green Hornet 21 from Dynamite Entertainment.
Yuck.
And I don't understand your loathing of this book.
I'm just done with the character. I'm done. Done.
It's a shame because you know what? This book isn't terrible. I mean, I grant you it isn't great, but it's not terrible.
You know, not terrible is not the endorsement I need to read a book these days.
Yes, I'm aware. But the point is, moreover, that I really don't think it has that much left.
You said that 7 months ago.
I know, but I'm
you
really
said that
well,
episode,
you know what?
issue 14.
Well, let me say this also though. It had the DVD pop.
I know.
It had the cable. It made it to cable pop. So, you know, I think now it's got no other recourse.
Issue 25?
So,
and done?
I'd say.
In the 4 months? Is it halfway through the year?
25. Yeah, I'd say that wouldn't be. I think if it finished the year, I'd be surprised.
Okay.
So, and especially Dynamite turns books off like a light switch.
Right.
So, and speaking of Dynamite books that will probably get turned off like a light switch, it's Voltron.
Right.
Number 2. One of the things that happened while we were gone is that Dynamite got the rights and has started doing a Voltron book. Now, my understanding is, and I did not read issue 1 yet, so I will apologize for that right out of the gate. My understanding is this does take place after the events of the cartoon, but really, honestly, that's all I can give you about it right now because I haven't read them. What I can tell you about it is...
It's pretty?
Well, yes. Ariel Padilla.
Padilla.
Is the artist. Is the art great? Well, not so great.
That's 2 weeks
it's
in a row.
It's not terrible, but it's not great.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's hard, though. I compare everything to, like, guys at the top of their game, and this person, I'm sure, is doing a great job.
Right.
Let me say this. Covers by Alex Ross.
Oh, that makes it worth it. Oh, wow. I would kill for a print of that.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Somebody's going to make
I
a
want
print
that.
Of that.
Yeah,
and the
that.
First issue, too, had Alex Ross cover.
I don't have to get
Alex
first.
Ross is doing covers for every book in Dynamite now.
Oh, okay.
I think every book that Dynamite puts out, I think Alex Ross is doing covers for.
He's a busy man.
And some of them are, they'd be great prints. I'm sure they'll put them out.
I hope so. At least
one
of them.
That's Voltron number 2.
Now, you're reading that book?
Why are you reading that book? Because it's really good. You read it?
Now, I haven't, but I need to because, you know.
No, and we're not talking about Voltron.
No,
OG
I'm sorry.
We've
moved on to Red Hood and the Outlaws.
I want to close with Red Hood and the Outlaws number 5.
Is he Speedy or is he Arsenal?
Not discussing that with you, sir.
Well,
I'm not
to tell me.
No, I'm not doing your work.
Oh, come on.
Nope. You read the book, you'll find out.
I have to read that book because Speedy, Arsenal,
whoever he
Junior
is
in it. Ipso facto.
That's why I'm
surprised.
That's why I'm surprised you haven't read it.
I just went out and I bought a bunch of back issues of Batman last week.
Right.
And Green Arrow the week before because I missed a bunch of issues because, you know, money's tight, baby, blah, blah, blah. So next time I go to the store, I'll pick up some Red Hood.
And what will
Outlaws.
That teach you in the future, sir?
Don't have babies.
That's right.
Or sell them on the black market.
You buy an awful lot of books, a lot of back issues with baby money. I'm just saying. Look, let me say this. Scott Lobdell is writing this book.
I know. It has all the criteria that...
Kenneth Rocafort, I believe, is the artist.
It meets all of my criteria for a book. I just haven't read it yet.
Colors by Blonde.
Well, that's lovely.
Blonde. Okay. B-L-O-N-D. Blonde.
Yes.
Well, they're great. They're great colors.
He's friends with Kano.
Maybe he is. What is with that lately? All these shares running around.
At least none of them have changed their names to a symbol yet.
Well, that's true. Kenneth Rocafort, I gotta say, sir, the art is really nice.
Doing a bang up job, right? Yeah, I looked really at good. It. It looks pretty.
Yep.
Damn.
I don't understand why you didn't read that
Damn
one.
Damn you!
I don't understand why you didn't read that one from the gate.
Listen. Move on.
I'm moving on. And I fear your reaction. I fear it.
Okay, why?
Because I bought a Marvel trade.
Okay, I'm not scared.
Okay.
I'm not scared.
Because, you know, not big on the Marvel.
But I know this is 2012. The year is going to end. So
right.
The world's going to end. So this could be part of that.
I'm going to one-up it for you.
All right.
It's written by Straczynski.
No, you did not buy a book written by Straczynski.
Who you know I'm not a fan of.
Are you feeling well?
Well, look, I got a bunch
of
emails.
You have to get your other appendix out?
I got a bunch. My other one. I got a bunch of emails from people. Through the time period we were off, and recently because they knew this was coming out, it's called The 12.
Okay.
And
it's a unique Marvel story?
It
is. Standalone?
It's the collection of The 12, 1 through 6, with characters like the Phantom Reporter, Electro, the Black Widow, not the one you think.
Not the Electro, I think, either?
No.
Outside of the confines of the traditional Marvel universe.
The Laughing Mask, the Blue Blade, Dynamic Man, Mastermind, Excello, Mr. E, The Fiery Mask, The Witness, Rockman, and Captain Wonder. I'm reading the text for you, sir. Laying dormant for 60 years, they awaken in a tormented world that needs them more than ever. But has the world grown beyond their brand of old-fashioned heroism? Has it? Writer J. Michael Straczynski, who they list as TV's Babylon 5 and Amazing Spider-Man.
I liked his run on Amazing.
Okay. And artist Chris Weston, who did The Invisibles, which
not
was
just
a
Chris.
Great book. No, not just Weston. And did Fantastic Four, First Family. Okay, one of those, Invisibles, was a terrific book.
Okay.
Many people say The Matrix ripped off The Invisibles. Present the first half of this postmodernist tale of sacrifice, betrayal, and human nature. So I had to give it a shot.
Okay, so right off the bat, we can cross the Marvel criteria off the list of the scare, because it's really outside of the confines of the traditional Marvel universe.
Well, but is it? Because it's not entirely outside of the realm of the...
But you know what I mean.
Right.
It's not... You know what I mean.
Yes.
Straczynski still, that scares me a little.
Right.
I have nightmares tonight. And I like Straczynski.
Yeah.
Let me clarify that. I happen to be a fan, but I know that you hate...
Not a fan.
So, yeah. So, there it is.
I want everyone... I don't know. I'm going to... You know what? I think I'm going to prepare... I'm going to prepare a little book report.
You do that.
I'm
going to
read,
report back.
I'm going to find the time to read this book. $16.99 for the trade, which collects 1 through 6.
Be able to get it for about 8, about 2 months.
And yes, thank you. And... I know the book is continuing, so I'll continue to read the trades, but I'm gonna see how this holds up, and I'll prepare a little book report next week or the week after. We'll get it done, and I'll let everybody know about what I think about the 12. Now, listen, I'm saying this because listeners have insisted that I read this book, so I'm reading it. So God help you, listeners.
If it stinks,
I'm gonna find a way to punish you all.
If it stinks, it's ended up in a prize pack.
No, I don't know about that. I hear I can get $8 from it from you in a few months, so I might have to keep it. Any event. That's gonna be on you listeners, and believe me, you're gonna get it.
All right.
Geek stuff, product reviews.
Product reviews.
Yes. Why don't you do yours first, Oge?
So last week, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, we were talking about some Funko. We talked about Funko blocks, right?
Oh, I thought you said something else.
In conjunction with that, we talked about the Pop Heroes line, and I happen to get no shock here, Green Arrow from that line. I was able to secure one.
They made a Green Arrow, but he's a lame character.
Shut up.
Where's the Aquaman? Is the Aquaman in there too?
Aquaman is part of the same wave.
Of course.
It's
the lame character wave.
But, well, I don't know. Shazam, Green Arrow.
Lame character.
Aquaman, Hawkman, and Martian Manhunter.
Okay, so Hawkman is the only one I think is not a lame character.
Green Arrow.
Yes, and Green Arrow.
This features one point of articulation in the head.
Did you just whip out a measuring stick? I wish I had a photo of that.
4 inches tall. Things I like about it. I wish there was some articulation just in the arms, only because, you know, I like to be able to move it a little bit. The point of articulation in the head almost seems wasted. I do like that the arrow, and this is the only time that you're going to hear me say this. I do like that the arrow or the bow in this particular figure is molded into the hand. I'm okay with it not being a separate piece.
For the first time ever.
And that's only because there is no articulation in the arms. And so it is molded in the hand in a good position. And I'm afraid that if it wasn't, because of the way the arms are, if the arms didn't move, but the bow did, it would kind of slide,
right?
And it would look awkward. So, because of the lack of articulation in the arms, the fact that the bow is molded into the hand, I don't have a problem with, but it's a cute little figure. Definitely will look good in my, Green Arrow collection. And look, the Pop Heroes, you know, I think it's a good line. These retail at $10.99, I believe you can get them, or $9.99.
Wow.
And, 4 inches of fun. That's what I'm saying.
That's awesome. They have a whole collection of those. How many of those in there now?
There are 18 out so far.
Wow.
Green Arrow is 15 of 18.
Jeez.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to talk to you this week about... the Star Wars Official Starship Vehicles Collection. This is number 75.
This is that D'Agostini?
It's D'Agostini or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know. Europe.
We've talked about these in the past.
D'Agostini. Yeah. We've talked about a bunch of them. This is the Republic UT-AT.
UT-AT. So it's a walker.
Is it a walker?
Okay.
One must ask oneself, is it a walker? It is the Unstable Terrain Artillery Transport.
Unstable Terrain Artillery. So it's not a walker.
Right. Per se.
It's a hoverer.
Kinda. It's more like more like a walker, but as you can see, OG, and I'm sure you'll find pictures.
It's kinda
of
like
it,
a tank.
But it has skids on the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So what happened is, I guess at some point they decided the walkers, or they experienced the walkers being too heavy. And the terrain being unsupported. Just think of like,
this is kind of like a cross between an ATA and what was the other, the AT-MT or the MT-AT or whatever it was.
Well, listen, I'm going to give you a great example so you don't have to reach too far to get it. Okay. Here's my example. Do you remember in Return of the Jedi that one of the ways the Ewoks defeated one of the scout walkers or chicken walkers,
right,
was that they rolled those boulders under them and then they stepped on the boulders and they couldn't get the footing. That's kind of this is kind of the solution to that, but on a much larger scale.
Okay.
So it's almost like those big, the AT-STs.
Yes.
The big walkers from Clone Wars. It's almost similar to that, but instead it has more like a skid structure under it so that I guess they could adjust it much easier for unstable terrain.
Before some whiny Star Wars person corrects me, I was wrong. The MT-AT is the spider-looking one.
Right.
I don't want to get lambasted for
that. I think you meant the AT-TE.
I meant one of them.
The one from Clone Wars.
Yeah.
That's kind of, it is not dissimilar to this
okay.
one. So this is actually a really cool design, I think. And as usual, you get the metal,
right?
Representation of the ship. Comes in a great little display, plastic display case. It has some imagery at the background.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
it's nice.
And what's more important, and not more important, I guess, but what is equally exciting is that you also get this.
Is that like blueprints?
Yeah,
or something?
It's like
schematics.
No, this is the little book that always comes with all of these,
right?
But inside the book, they cover, not only did they cover the vehicle you get, like they say why it was made, they say where it was used, right. You know, they show you where you can see it, you know,
particular 2 second clip.
Exactly. If any, or what book or comic or whatever. And then like, yeah, on the inside there's a fold out with a full schematic of the thing.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. And then not only that, but there's also articles in here on, some expanded universe stuff.
So they've kind of upped the presentation on these a little
bit. Kayatamundi, there's an article about, not upped, Clone Commander Bakara. They have just general, like, articles.
Okay.
Mygeto, the Ice Gem. There's just articles about different things in the Star Wars universe. I mean, look at this one, the New Jedi Order. This is after the original movies. They talk about those. They talk about, you know, all this crystal ice planet stuff that
right.
I mean, this is a really terrific book. And I guess all of these things in some way tie together to the UTAT. And actually in the back, they say how all these things tie together to the UTAT. So,
sounds nice.
Yeah,
it's a nice
it's really
package.
Great. And it's like, what is it? Like, $18, $16, something like that. I think the vehicle alone is worth that. But this little book that comes with each one of these too, if you've ever seen any of these little books, they're
your Star
terrific.
Wars reference library.
Exactly. That's exactly where they go in mine.
And with that.
Yes, OG, with that, we will take our final break and we'll be right back with the wrap up of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 235, Knock on Wood.
Hey, this is Judah Friedlander, the world champion from 30 Rock and Stand Up, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, because you're a winner.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 235, Knock on Wood. As you know, Big Kev, this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff is one of our sponsors, Superpower Collectibles.
Superpower Collectibles.
A fine, fun website that carries all sorts of goodie products that, of course, you would want, your friends may want.
Did you put an order in there yet?
You know what? I started making like a little...
Like a list.
Like a list. Cause I got a birthday coming up.
Oh, that's right.
So I was like, you know, and then I'll pass it off. And
it's
then,
a big birthday too. Big 4-0.
No.
Isn't it, OJ?
No. Not even
big
close.
Big 4-0.
I will be sure to tell the person whom I'm giving the list that if they use coupon code.
Or persons.
Code, yes. If they use coupon code BIGKEV over at the website for a purchase of $50 or more.
Right.
They'll get $10 off their purchase.
Is it $10 or 10%?
No, I believe it's $10 off a purchase of
$50.
Yeah.
So that's like some significant. Isn't that like 20%?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So
you want to go over to superpowercollectibles.com?
That's correct. And there's a link on the website, little banner.
Yeah. Just do it. Order one thing from them. You're helping them. You're helping the show.
Of
you're
course.
Helping yourself to $10 off a $50 order.
Absolutely.
You really should be doing this. And again, you know, another way to turn fans on to the show.
That's right.
Hey, go over there. Go through the link. You get $10 off at this website off a $50 order. $50 order. I spend $50.
That's what I mean. That's like, not really that hard.
Like it's butter.
Right. Of course, also, we want to thank our other sponsor for this week, the Masters of None. Check out their podcast. You heard their commercial run a little bit earlier
Masters
in the show.
Masters of Nuns.
So, yeah.
I did that joke last week, didn't I?
You may have.
The nuns joke?
Yeah, I think so.
I got to come up with new material.
It's
too.
Right.
I'm too busy doing show prep.
I'm
prepping this thing. That's what I'm doing. I don't know what you're doing.
Ooh, I just holding it back. I'm just.
Just keeping it inside.
Just keeping it in.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
This week we talked about Toy Hunters.
Yes.
Of course, that was a show that was on the Travel Channel.
Right.
There were some controversies surrounding the show,
stupid
but you're just full of silliness.
Yeah.
And of course, you should go to the Travel Channel and let them know you want to see the show come back. This was the pilot only, and hopefully there's a future for the show.
Absolutely.
And they'll continue it.
Hope so.
We also talked about DC canceling 6 books and bringing 6 other on. 6 we don't really care about.
Well,
two or three out of the 6 we do.
Hey,
so.
They're at least staying to their commitment of 52 which
sure.
I thought they were gonna. I really thought I had heard that they were gonna break.
I don't think that's gonna last forever. Of course, we also talked about the change in the DC logo this week.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of a further explanation into Star Wars Underworld,
mm-hmm.
Green Arrow coming to the CW.
Maybe.
Maybe. And I feel like there was one other. Oh, and Batman. Beware of the Batman, the new animated series coming to you in 2013.
Yeah, not so crazy about that one yet.
I'm feeling mixed on that one.
See that one.
In segment two.
Yes, we did talk about some comics that included DC Comics Red Hood and the Outlaws number 5, as well as Batman number 5.
Yes.
From Dynamite Entertainment, it was Voltron number 2. Check out the cool Alex Ross cover. And Green Hornet 21, much to OG's dismay. And lastly, the Marvel book of the week is Daredevil number 8. I don't understand the renumbering, but there it is. The trade to check out this week, and I'm going to be checking it out with all of you, is a thrilling novel of tomorrow called The 12. And it's written by J. Michael Straczynski with art by Chris Weston, who was really awesome on the book The Invisibles. So if you're a fan of that book, you'll like the art in here. There is a classic sort of feel to the art in here. Yeah, there is. There is something.
I thumbed it a little bit. I like it.
There's something, you know, something that feels like really good art to me and looks like really good art to me. So I'm really excited about checking it out. And it had better be terrific, or every person who wrote me an email saying, why am I not reading this book? You know, there's another Marvel book out. It was like The Avengers. Was it The Avengers? I can't remember if it was the Avengers or something. Howard Chaykin wrote a book that was like The Avengers in the 50s or something, or some strange thing that they did that I had no idea was out, because I kind of go usually right past the Marvel route if I can avoid it. And apparently I avoided it enough that I found the last issue, and it looked really good. So I'm assuming that we're going to get a trade notification, and I'm going to check that one out. But we'll talk about that more when it comes out. And then in the product segment tonight, OG talked about the
DC Universe Pop Heroes. This is the Green Arrow vinyl figure. Again, it's about a $10 price point, 1 point of articulation, 4 inches tall, but it's a cute little figure. I actually really like all the figures in this line. At least I liked all the Batman-related figures.
Uh-huh. And Joker. Green Arrow. Joker I liked.
I liked Penguin a lot. It was actually one of my favorites. So it's a nice little thing.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. And we talked about the latest D'Agostini Star Wars, the official Starships and Vehicles collection. Sort of metal miniature and a beautiful display box with nice imagery behind it. And this time we talked a little bit more about the really terrific little book that comes with it, with so much information about characters, locations, and, of course, the vehicle and how all those things tie together. And that one I thought was really, really terrific. So I'm really excited to actually sit down and read the book and see how all these things tie together. I think that planet is where Kai Adamuni bites it.
Okay.
And I think Commander Bakara is in charge of the troops that kill him during Order 66.
Okay.
Because that's a frozen planet, if I recall correctly.
Right.
And I think that's how everything ties together. Maybe we actually see that vehicle in a shot or so. I don't know. But in any event, there it is. Check it out. I think they're great little.
Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes, some of our studio Vs. We have the blog section of the show. Of course, our sponsors are over there. All of our sponsors, the ones we mentioned on the show, plus the ones that are just our website sponsors. You can check all of those guys out. It's a good group of guys over there. You can leave us a GVM voicemail over at the GVM line, 425-920-6050. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. At BK Geek Stuff on Twitter, also at Geek Stuff OG, that's me. And I think that's it.
And just as a reminder, OG will be posting on Big Kev's Geek Stuff the list of our Tell a Friend three category rules and how you can win a really significant prize from this program by turning people on to this show. That's our drive this year, folks.
Absolutely.
It's a membership drive. It's just like PBS. Just like PBS.
Sure.
And we're giving away the Big Kev's Geek Stuff tote bag to...
no.
Tote bag.
Oh,
why don't we get a tote bag? Tote bags.
We could set that up through Cafe Press.
We should. Tote bag. Awesome.
I could set that up through Cafe Press.
Well, we'll figure that out later. But the point is that it is a big membership push year, so we want to get all of the legions of fans out there. And you can be in another country.
Oh, sure.
You can be at South Pole. What? And you're saying we don't have any listeners at the South Pole. Guess what?
Oh, well.
We have listeners at the South Pole.
We have listeners. By the way, I've been looking at the numbers.
Uh-huh.
There's like a handful of listeners in India.
Is that right?
So just out of curiosity, the listeners in India, just write us or call. Let me know how you found the show.
Yeah, geekstuffog @gmail.com.
Yeah, I'm interested to know where are the Indian listeners.
That's better all. Stop doing those Indian jokes.
Hey, look.
I'm just saying.
I love me some.
And with that, OG, I will bring to a close this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, as I end all Big Kev's Geek Stuff by saying, good night, just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever on. Over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever on, under cloud and under star. Yet feet that wandering have gone will turn.